Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A North Iowa man accused of attempting to collect insurance money by staging a fake auto accident and lying about it to law enforcement has entered into a plea deal. A criminal complaint accused 39-year-old Zachary Robbins of Rockwell and another individual of faking a motor vehicle collision in March 2019 at the intersection of Shadow Avenue and 450th Street in Mitchell County. Law enforcement says the two vehicles were intentionally crashed together about 15 miles northeast of Osage, with Robbins then setting his vehicle on fire, creating an explosion that destroyed the vehicle and everything inside. Investigators say Robbins lied to Mitchell County authorities about the accident and lied to an insurance company in an attempt to get a payment of more than $70,000. Robbins was charged with first-degree arson, a Class B felony, punishable by up to 25 years in prison, insurance fraud by presenting false information, a Class D felony, as well as making a false report of an indictable offense to a public entity, a serious misdemeanor. Robbins' trial was scheduled to start January 14th in Mitchell County District Court, but last week he filed a written plea of guilty to one count of fraudulent submissions, a Class D felony. Under terms of the plea agreement, prosecutors will recommend a fully suspended sentence and payment of restitution. Robbins is scheduled to be sentenced January 13th. A pair of former Charles City residents have been accused of animal neglect. The Charles City Police Department says 40-year-old Michael Mesh and 44-year-old Danley Listo, both of Waverly, were taken into custody following a traffic stop in the 900 block of F Street shortly after 8 p.m. Thursday night. They each faced three counts of abandonment of cats or dogs, no injury, each a simple misdemeanor. According to criminal complaints, both Mesh and Listo were living in Charles City when they allegedly released the three cats in the area of the 900 block of 13th Avenue in Charles City on or around August 1st. Witnesses told CCPD the cats were abandoned between July 27th and August 3rd after the two moved out of their residence in the 1300 block of F Street. Witnesses also said Mesh and Listo told them they did not have the time or money to properly surrender the cats to an animal shelter. Warrants were issued for their arrest on October 25th. Both were released from the Floyd County Jail after paying 10% of their $900 bonds. No court dates are currently scheduled for either Mesh or Listo. Cedar Falls Public Safety is continuing an investigation into a Halloween night shooting. Police were called to the 800 block of West 28th Street around 10:30 Friday night. Officers say they learned a single gunshot had been fired during a fight. Investigators say no gunshot victims were found, but two men were taken to the hospital with minor injuries from the fight itself. Police say charges are pending for the incident. No names or additional information have been released. New Hampton School District freshmen and senior parents take note. The school will be holding grade-level meetings for 9th and 12th grade students on the first night of conferences this evening. The freshman parent meeting will be from 6 to 6:30, the senior parent meeting from 6:30 to 7. These meetings are optional and will go over information pertinent to these grade levels. Meetings will be held in the FCS room, which is the old cafeteria on the upper level of the high school. Information given may be similar to the past, but anyone is welcome for a refresher. 10th and 11th grade meetings will be held during spring conferences. With food banks preparing to see a record number of families over the coming weeks, Hy-Vee will be providing multiple community support options at all store locations. Today through Friday, every Hy-Vee with hot food service will provide a free kids' meal to those 12 and under from 4 to 7 p.m. The same meal will be available to everyone else for $3 for dine-in or to-go. The menu that will be offered at each participating location: baked potato with pulled pork today, spaghetti with meat sauce, salad, and garlic bread tomorrow. Wednesday, it's chicken and noodles with mashed potatoes. Thursday, chili and a cinnamon roll. Friday, sesame or orange chicken rice bowl. And in locations without Hy-Chi, the meal will be two chicken tenders, mashed potatoes, and corn. During the coming weeks, Hy-Vee will also be sharing on its social media channels recipes that families can make for $3 or less a serving. These meals will include products featured in Hy-Vee's weekly ads. Customers who wish to help their local food pantries can do so at Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee stores will offer $5 and $10 food bank donation bundles for customers to purchase. The bags will include items most needed by food pantries, including canned vegetables, pasta sauce, canned proteins, and cereal. Stores will deliver any purchased bags to their local food pantry daily to help manage the projected increase in need. The Charles City and New Hampton City Councils meet in regular session this evening. Charles City Council meeting starts at 6 o'clock in the Zastro Room of the Charles City Public Library. New Hampton City Council gets underway at 7 o'clock at City Hall. I'm Mark Pitts reporting that your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.